This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
So welcome. Today we welcome onto the program because he hosts his own cannabis networking events in Chicago. They are insanely successful. He is a great networker. He's with us today. Greg, it is such a pleasure. Greg DeKalb, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Excited to have a conversation with you.
So you have been, tell us the backstory. How does one come? Because these networking events, I will just share with you what happened in Boston, because that's where I live. And so the networking events in 2018 and 2019 were wildly successful. You could not get into any of the venues. You just couldn't. They were so fun, and they were just so informative. So many people. It was kind of like the hip thing to do. And then COVID struck, and that was the end of that. They kind of like disappeared into the sunset, and which is sad, which is really sad. So the in-person events have not come back at all in the Boston area. If they have, they're very
interesting,
very few and far between. So tell us the backstory of how you got started in Chicago.
Yeah, no, and thank you for sharing that that piece of information. I'm always curious to know how other markets are bouncing back as it pertains to networking. So, me and my business partner, Tony Puella, otherwise known as Tony P, we were both in corporate America doing software sales. And the time just came where we decided to build our own business, which is a marketing and sales firm called Appointment Psychic. To build that business, we went out to all of the networking events in Chicago. So this was roughly 7 or 8 years ago, and we basically went to every chamber of commerce meeting we could go to, any business networking event we could go to, and like you were saying, it was the hip thing to do. It was what everybody did. They ran around. They were always talking about which events they're going to go to. People were trying to figure out which were going to be the best events, and you know, have the best people at them, etc. And Tony and I, you know, after going to all these events, you know, on a regular basis, we became known as the networking guys in Chicago. And we decided, okay, if we're going to keep track of our days, we need to create a spreadsheet. And then people realized that we were tracking all these different events. And, you know, they said, hey, can you share it with us? So then we created a newsletter. And really at the time, Tony and I were just trying to be good stewards of, you know, spreading the word and getting people out, and really just promoting other people's networking events and letting people know where we're going to be.
Were you guys doing networking events before in other arenas, not cannabis, or this was just a fluke with the cannabis?
No, this is just in general, we were doing networking events, just trying to, you know, secure business for our company. And then over time, of going to all these events and building a following, the time came, okay, where we should have our own networking events. So when that came to light, we sat down, we thought long and hard, okay, we're not really events guys. How should we approach this? So we realized, wow, there's a lot of awesome venues in Chicago, you know, nightclubs, et cetera, that people normally don't go to. whenever they're out networking. So we started talking to some different venues, and there was an interest into what we were going to bring to the market. And that's when we decided to launch our networking event. So we started off with just a regular business entrepreneur networking event. We launched in August of 2017, and we had 275 people show up, and it was a huge success. And once that happened, we said, well, great. I guess we're going to be doing networking events from here on out. So yeah, we did that. We did our flagship event, that business entrepreneur event, you know, monthly. And then whenever the time came, and there was so much hype and so much energy around the legalization of cannabis, we decided, let's get ahead of the game. Let's host Chicago's first cannabis networking event. So before it even became legal, it was November. We got one of our venues, and we had Toy Hutchinson, one of the state senators that helped pass the bill to legalize it, as our keynote speaker. And we basically just said, awesome, we're going to start doing cannabis events now, because there's just so much interest and you know, hype around it in the Chicago market. So that's how we ultimately started doing meets.
So as a business development person, this is what you've done and continue to do. Is it different for the cannabis industry than it is for regular business?
You know, it's the way we go about it. We have a couple different approaches, but our systematic approach, it really isn't affected, because what noticed is with some platforms, they're really, you can't, like, for example, you can't advertise an event on Facebook, right? Whenever you try to boost it, they'll block it.
That is so insane. That is so insane, in my opinion, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, so what's happened is, and plus, you know, the cannabis industry, you could always use any bit of credibility it can get, still coming out of a little bit of a stigma there, if you will. So I think people just naturally migrated and made LinkedIn the go-to platform. So in the way we've always done business and done business development, you know, it's a lot of human touch. It's a lot of networking. So we've always leveraged LinkedIn. So as far as like business development, getting in front of people, finding out the right people to have conversations with, LinkedIn is definitely the go-to for it, as far as we're concerned and as far as it pertains to the cannabis industry and events.
Twitter, I guess, is now allowing, will you be able to do your thing on Twitter now?
You know, that's a great question, and that would be a little bit news to me. We've never really used Twitter as a platform so much. We've always just relied on the Facebook, Instagram, our own MailChimp newsletters, et cetera, and word of mouth. But yes, I understand that Twitter has changed quite a bit over the last year. So it may be worth taking another look at, especially if they're becoming, you know, friendly, you know, as far as allowing you to promote, you know, cannabis related topics, events, et cetera, then yeah, that's definitely something we'll explore. Is that something you found some traction with?
Well, I'm just hearing that Twitter is more open to cannabis and CBD products than Facebook.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. You know, as an event producer, we do a monthly cannabis event, and we have speakers at all of our events and sponsors, et cetera. And one of the things we do for our regular events is we boost them and advertise them on Facebook, you know, and then anytime, you know, you mentioned the word cannabis, I get that ad rejection. I still try. Every once in a while, something will slip in there. but yeah, for the most part, it gets rejected. And it's like, okay, great. So where do I actually get to spend advertising dollars to reach that audience? You know, and
yeah,
so
yeah.
Far, LinkedIn has been that solution. but Twitter's something I'll be checking out.
Tell me what the rebuild has been like after COVID.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we had probably about four events underneath our belt, four in-person events before COVID came and basically shut events down altogether. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do as a company overall, being an events company. And we realized, okay, there's still an audience out there, and this whole Zoom and video calling is what people do now. So we migrated our audience to virtual networking events, and we actually started reaching out to a lot of thought leaders in cannabis and hosting, thought leadership with some networking type of event, all online. Obviously, it's tough to generate any type of revenue for online events, from our experience. So
I'm going to let you finish that thought. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Greg, give us the best website, please, for the networking events and the work that you do.
Absolutely. You can visit Tony P's Networking Events.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes two honey sticks in the morning, two honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And joining us right now, he hosts the networking events, cannabis networking events in Chicago. Big networking personality himself, and has been doing business through networking for a very long time. And Greg DeKalb, welcome back. You are,
yeah, thank you.
You are a success, you're a successful businessman. 15 years of consulting in the area of marketing and sales and technology. And so your purpose of these networking groups, and tell us a little bit about the COVID interruption. You were starting to share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as a company, we didn't know what to do, but we decided that that COVID's going to be temporary, and as far as, you know, keeping people locked down and not being able to do events. So we had to stay relevant and keep people engaged. So we launched our online networking events, and then we also had a segment that was dedicated to, you know, spotlighting the thought leaders in the cannabis industry. When we came out of COVID, people were still very hesitant to come out and network. It has been a growing experience over the last year and a half, since a lot of the restrictions have lifted. But we did keep our foot on the gas, and we now have a monthly networking event, for cannabis, and it has, I would say it's probably about 80 to 90% rebounded here in Chicago. So each one of our events
wow.
is going to drive. Yeah. And it wasn't like that at first. So it took a while for people to get, you know, used to the idea of coming out. Chicago has, you know, a few other challenges, that are, you know, preventing people from coming out. The downtown, there's just not as many people going into work. We know people work a lot more, you know, remotely
yep.
now. So there's
of course,
a number of different
course.
Factors. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that my question to you is, who's coming to these events? Are you seeing more diverse people coming? Are you seeing more women, more minorities? Are you encouraging that?
Oh, absolutely. And by nature, I mean, you know, Chicago is a very diverse city in itself. There definitely was a big push, to promote diversity, in this industry whenever they were doing the licenses and things of that nature. But yeah, it's all across the board. In fact, I would even say our engagement, you know, one of the metrics we can look at is Facebook, and we can easily see, you know, male versus female. And yeah, it's about 55% women, about 45% male, as far as, you know, other diversity factors. It's, you know, everybody and anybody, is there. So young, old, you name it. It's, that's one of the things I really love about cannabis and, the industry is that everybody from all walks of life, are involved with it. So from your dreamer, entrepreneur that doesn't have
yeah.
two nickels to to your investor, you know, it's crazy seeing these people in the same room and talking and getting along and, you know, sharing ideas.
Where do you see things going in the next year? I'm just curious your thoughts.
I see it booming as far as just the opportunity in the Chicagoland area, as far as the amount of people that are going to get involved. They've had, you know, a lot has happened with the licenses over the last, you know, so many months, where more dispensaries, more independently owned dispensaries are opening up. It's not just the big five, if you will. So that's going to add a lot of opportunity and a lot of excitement when just regular people that just want to have a standalone dispensary, you know, start doing things. We're starting to see consumption lounges opening up and bakeries. So it's, people are investing big in it. So, and as far as the events are concerned, it feels like all of our events just are slowly building up to where it was before COVID.
So one of the things that I've noticed and I've observed is that right before COVID, there was a hemp pavilion at my Natural Products Expo in Anaheim. And it was a day before the expo, and it was, you couldn't get a seat anywhere to the events, the talks, everything. And then COVID hit, and last year I went to Expo, and it was very scaled down, but very few CBD, and this was CBD and hemp. Very few vendors were there, and I think this year another handful of vendors. It's not a lot of people. And I just wondered if that was something that is just reflective of the CBD industry, and I just wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm not intimately familiar with the CBD industry, but I've noticed the exact same thing. It felt like whenever the legalization just came on board here in Chicago, I mean, it was, you know, we promoted it as a CBD event as well as a cannabis event, just because there are so many people out there, you know, having products for CBD. But it definitely does not feel that way now. It feels like there's maybe a couple of bigger players that have survived, more or less. But then now, you know, the focus is really on cannabis. That's,
yeah, I think
like
so.
My high school experience, you know.
Now, when people ask what you do for a living, you're not embarrassed by it by any to the imagination. I'm sure you're not.
Oh no, yeah, I've seen. I've met too many wonderful people that, you know, have massive success stories that, you know, swear by it, have had experiences, you know, with it. One of the people that, you know, really championed us early on, you know, his wife, unfortunately, you ended up dying of cancer, but the last 5 years of her life, you know, she was using cannabis, and you know, made her days manageable and things like that.
Yeah,
you know, and I've heard too many amazing stories like that. You know, so there's no stigma or hesitation on my end. And then in Chicago, for better or for worse, you walk down the street, you smell it. You know, it's just a part of life now.
Absolutely. Hey, we thank you so much for talking with us and sharing the experiences that you've had as a networker, and so appreciate it, Greg. And give us the best website, please.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Tony P's Networking Events.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break and be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A-Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I love having Michael Olson with us because Michael Olson, so knowledgeable. You are really a true, you're a Renaissance man, Michael, but more importantly, you're a keeper of the farms. And you're trying to get us as Americans to understand the power of farming and the importance of farming.
And the importance of having self-determination, you know, of growing your own or having somebody who grows it for you. Can you imagine how terrifying a world would be if somebody in Bangladesh turns off the food supply system that supplies us food from thousands of miles away? They do something. They turn the switch off. And what are we going to eat? We have nothing to eat. And so that's
exactly
why we need to figure out how to produce food locally. Not all of it, but we need to come to grips with the fact that we need to learn how to take care of ourselves, because they don't care about us. Unless they can make money, they have absolutely no concern about us at all. Only we care for each other. And we can do that by taking the 2x2 pledge. Simple as that. 2x2. You can search that and you'll find it. All it means is that I agree to buy $2 worth of local food every day and talk to other people into buying $2 worth of food every day. Now, if you stretch those numbers out, you'll see that in a very short period of time, we could be growing our own food and generating our own income, and we could be free, and we could be independent, and we would have a financial economy that would sustain us, all on $2 a day. If everybody were to
that.
Do it,
so wonderful,
how many
Michael.
People in your town? My goodness, that
yeah.
would make a huge income for farmers.
Huge income. We have to support our local farmers. And we have to support our local hemp farmers as well. And talk to us about...
Agreed.
We only could see hemp being grown at the beginning of this conversation years ago in Kentucky. And they took some of the tobacco fields and made them into hemp. But hemp is wild. If you go to where the USS Constitution is, right here in my backyard in Charlestown, there's wild hemp growing everywhere in the field near there.
Yeah. Well, you know that as recently as World War II, it was against the law not to grow hemp. We needed the hemp.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For the war.
Yeah.
And when it gets right down to it, we still need the hemp because it's an excellent source of fiber, plant fiber. And so why can't we just grow it? Well, because many years ago, 1937, before World War II, when we ran out of prohibition, just think of it. When the United States ceased prohibition, what was it left with? An army of prohibitors with nothing to do. What are we going to do with all of these people who have been trained to prohibit liquor and alcohol? Well, we'll just retrain them to prohibit cannabis. They called it marijuana, right? The devil's weed. So we defused our interest in growing hemp, and we focused it on growing cannabis. And because we did that, we took what was grown for dollars per acre and made it into a crop that was selling for thousands of dollars a pound.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
And so it's really crazy. Now, I wanted to do really quickly the great hemp loophole. Now, as we mentioned, hemp is now legal by virtue of the 2018 Farm Bill. Hemp consists of those plants that have less than 3% tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, by volume, dry weight. So Let's say you have a flower that has, gosh, 18% THC. That's a lot. But if you have a, what if you have an 18-foot tall hemp plant that has only 3%? Okay. Well, what if you take that 18-foot tall hemp plant into the laboratory and cook it down so that you're left with those essential terpenes, some of which are THC and some of which are all kinds of other cannabinoids. So what you're doing is you're distilling that 18-foot tall plant down to its essential terpenes, which become very, very potent, right? But mm-hmm. because you're consolidating, you're concentrating them down and down and down and down and down. And so that 3% plant all of a sudden has become much more potent in THC than even the flowers that were grown for the THC. Now, what are they doing with those terpenes? Well, they're putting them into glass pipes and selling them all across the country in convenience stores as hemp products. So all of a sudden, those class one narcotic cannabis is being sold legally as a hemp product all over the country for people who smoke their little glass pipes.
So,
and
Michael,
that's the great cannabis loophole, the hemp loophole.
Yes. So we are now at a crossroads, I believe, that we still need so much education. We still need to teach people about this plant. We still don't quite understand the farming piece of this plant. And so we're at this place where, if you could just share with us, where do you see this all unfolding and how?
Well, gosh, that's a very interesting question. Where do you see it unfolding? Well, I'll tell you what. I would not buy stock in a cannabis industry right now. Simply, you know, when cannabis was first legalized, the cannabis industry was infused by zillions of dollars in investor money. But what panned out was that it's so easy to grow the plant that the market is still flooded with product. So, the margin you need, I mean, if you can grow a plant for four and sell it for $4,000 for a single plant, that makes it worthwhile to grow. But if that same plant has to be sold for $20 in a market that's flooded with this stuff, it doesn't make any sense financially. So you see where I'm going? It just doesn't
yes.
make sense right now to invest in the cannabis industry until such time as they figure out how to gain total control of the industry. Well, how do you do that?
How do you even begin to do that? And I don't think it will happen federally for a very long time. I think it still needs to continue to happen locally in each
it's
state.
Probably the only way you can really deal with it when it gets right down to it is locally. And it's up to people, you know, to decide what they want. I, for one, would love to have some real good experimentation into the medical properties of cannabis. I would love to see those double-blind studies made. I would love to see factories turning out hemp clothing. I would love
to see. Oh, so would I. I'd love to see that. Yes, yes.
I would love to see the rational use of cannabis.
Now, and let's not forget.
Are we going to
let's not forget?
Anytime soon?
No, no. But no. But it's a nice thought to think about sleeping on hemp sheets. And I have a towel that I got years ago. I can't wear this towel out. It's a hemp
right.
towel made with hemp. It doesn't wear out, Michael. It's still as soft and beautiful
maybe,
as the.
Maybe that's why it's illegal. is because it's so good, it puts everything else out of business.
Maybe. Yeah. Wow. This was wonderful. Always such a pleasure, Michael Olson. Give everybody how they can reach you, please.
Yeah, I'm at metrofarm.com, which is the name of my book about making a lot of money on small parcels of land by growing things that everybody wants and therefore is willing to pay you money for them.
That's right. Thank you, Michael. We'll take a quick break and be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer will return.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life. 800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey. And we welcome back, and Elliot, I don't think we ever spoke, though. Have we?
No, we haven't. Nice to meet you, Frankie.
Oh, Elliot, it's such a pleasure. People love you. Elliot Aaron is known for his kind heart with helping others in need, and Elliot has worked closely with over 350 nonprofits and helped raise over $4 million for their causes. Elliot uses the power of art to harness the power of giving, and a portion of his art sales will always go to select charities. And how did you even get involved in the cannabis business? Tell us a little bit about the art and the cigars and how it all came together.
Well,
and now cannabis.
A whole mix of everything.
Yes.
I'll go back to 2007 when I was actually getting divorced, and I'm an artist, and I always painted. And after getting divorced, you know, your world is rocked. So I wanted to create a program for painting. And I saw a live performance artist back in the 90s do live painting with rock and roll music. It kept in my mind. So in 2007, I put together a painting program called Art Beat Live, which is performance painting. And then I wanted to also gear it towards helping raise money for nonprofits. So I'm from the Chicago area at the time. And since 2007, I've become known as, you know, a man with a kind heart. And using the power of art with, you know, a power of giving back. So I perform live art at charity events, corporate events, sporting events. I've done a lot, you know, since 2007.
Sure.
Then we fast forward all the way to 2019, and I move all the way up to Wisconsin. Still painting and everything. I'm a cigar lover. Been smoking cigars since I was young. I moved to a really small town, a very tourist town, Eagle River, Wisconsin. And there are no cigars. So I opened up a cigar shop within my art studio and gallery, hit a niche. And then in 2020, a woman came into my shop who worked, who was a sales rep for a CBD company. And she introduced me to CBD. I fell in love with it, started taking it, and started researching the benefits. And to be honest, you know, I smoked marijuana when I was young, you know, still did. But I really love the power of what CBD can do for you. And then in this year, in beginning of this year, in January and February, being an entrepreneur, I'm like, you know what? I want to create a product that is all Wisconsin and at honest, fair prices and educate the people on what CBD can do for them.
So, Elliot, this is so exciting to talk with you. And now CBD is part of your life?
Yeah, I take, yeah, I'm a firm believer in CBD. You know, being a business owner, COVID, when COVID happened, you know, 20, I'm a entertainer. You know, I would perform my shows in my heyday. I'd do like 130 performances with my art. And when COVID hit, like all the gig people, you know, gig economy, you know, we lost it all. And I was stressed beyond belief. You know, something I built up since 2007 just I lost it, you know, just like a lot of people. So when the woman came in and introduced me to CBD, I started taking full spectrum, you know, with the benefits of stress and anxiety. And I tell you, and I'm a firm believer in it because I take four full spectrum of my gummies every day. But when I first started taking the CBD with my stress, and I noticed within 7 to 10 days, my mind just started balancing, and it kind of clicked, and I felt less stress. Yeah, you don't go from 0 to 10 right away with your stress level. Now I may go from 0 to 4, you know. But I'm a believer, totally.
And tell us a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, of why you're so passionate about it. Because I think that we judge CBD. We don't understand CBD. We take the wrong kinds of CBD. We don't take full spectrum. We don't understand, and I work so hard, Elliot, trying to educate people about the benefits of CBD, but it's not easy.
No, not at all. You know, I think taking the full spectrum is phenomenal, but I think what education is missing, I live in a small town now, and it's a very tourist town, so people came in the summer a lot, and I was educating them, and I had a lot of clients come in and go, I tried CBD, it doesn't work. I go, well, where'd you get it at, and did they tell you how to take it? No, I took it on Monday, then I took it on Saturday, I didn't feel anything.
Right.
I go, no.
Right,
that's
yes, exactly,
is.
Exactly.
I've had friends on opioids, you know, and yeah, it works instantly. You know, CBD, no, your body, they have receptors, and they take it in, you know, naturally, and you got to take it every single day. It's almost, you know, morning, noon, night, whatever you want to do, but just take it every day. I have a 25 milligram gummy, you know, that I produce. I think that's kind of the minimum that you should do, you know, even if it's just 25 milligrams a day. I go, just take it every day for 7 to 10 days. You'll click. You're going to see your body totally change. Now, everybody's different. They may need more. They may need less, you know, but that's what it is. Consistent, and nobody educates, really.
It's just so critical, absolutely, to take it the right way. And consistency is the key, absolutely. Absolutely, Elliot, it is the consistency. Now, tell me where the art is.
My art? So
yeah, where are you with the art?
In terms of performing and everything?
Yeah, so you're back out performing again.
Yeah, I'm actually driving right now to Nashville because I have a performance tomorrow for a corporation, and then on Thursday I'll actually be at the Titan Stadium performing for a nonprofit.
Nice.
So I'm on the road right now, Trev.
Good for you. Good for you, Elliot Aaron. You're making a difference in this world. So appreciate your stopping by Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with us. So appreciate it. Give us a website.
So it's takecbdtoday.com. And that's what I believe in, taking CBD every single day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Elliot, and thank all of you. Another edition of the Cannabis Show, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everyone, and smile!
Every trace of sadness all the way to maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile. Tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile. If you...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.